It's that time of year around Emory and Henry when it turns to everything students. It's the end of 4 years of education for some, or the end of a first year and the beginning of their next step in life. And right now we've got three art majors in the studios with us who are part of a student art exhibition that is on display in the McLaughlin Center for the Arts through April 20th. I have Jasmine Wiles, Janie Nye, and Rachel Alatori with me.
Hello, everyone.
Howdy, howdy.
Hi.
Thank you all so much for coming in. And I know that these projects represent a ton of work over the last few years. And I guess kind of just explain the exhibit and let's talk a little bit about your art.
Okay. I'm Jasmine. And so I'll start off a little bit. So we're all seniors this year. Rachel and Janie are graduating in a couple weeks. I'm an art education major, and
yeah. I'm Janie. I'm a double major. I'm studio art, and I'm psychology.
I'm Rachel Alatori, and my major is in graphic design, and I am officially done with a minor in creative writing.
Yeah, so every senior that's an art major creates these senior exhibitions, and they're very stylistic and personalized, and you can pretty much do whatever you want. So my show is a mixture of sculpture, 3D work, and oil painting. Is called Father and Farther, and it dives into the idea of kind of my life and having, for me, a heavenly father based on my Christian views, and a worldly father, and the struggles with that, the comparison of those two, and what really a father or a man is in my eyes. And then, so Rachel's show was based on animal medicine cards and kind of formations of tarot,
mm-hmm.
Correct? And then, and what was your show called, Rachel?
Oh, yeah. My show was called Wild Wisdom.
Okay. And then, Janie, talk a little bit about yours.
Yeah, so I kind of brought my psych degree into it a little bit and started talking to women on campus, to, you know, my mother, my sisters, just, you know, people I grew up around, or, you know, anyone who was identified as female at birth or now, and just kind of going through, you know, what has that experience been like for you? Kind of started getting into the idea of Carl Jung and the archetype of a mother and what does that look like, and just kind of took it and ran with it, and then brought my kind of ideas of femininity into it. So, you know, gardening, I've always liked growing flowers and plants and things like that. So I brought that symbolism in and then just kind of took it wherever I wanted to. And then, you know, Jasmine was talking about her faith was really important to her. So, you know, as I kind of talked to her, I found that, you know, for a lot of women, faith really helps them. For a lot, it really restricts them. So I brought that religious element in just kind of in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we got to watch Rachel. Rachel did hers the semester before us, so we got to watch her grow through hers and definitely...
And the deep struggle of being in the trenches of it.
Yeah.
A little sneak peek beforehand. I think that everyone's shows really bounce off of each other nicely because Jasmine and Janie, you two have a mixture of mixed media in yours, where you have 2D art and 3D art.
Right.
And meanwhile, Tristan Miller and Emmett Donovan were the other two seniors that have essentially worked with us. And all three of us, Emmett, Tristan, and I, did 2D artwork. Tristan did photography, and Emmett also did graphic design with a mix in web design a little bit. And mine was more interactive with these animal medicine cards.
I think that that's one of the strengths that we do have in the program is just kind of we watched you guys come into it and then students helping each other. You know, your professors can't be there when you're in the studio at 2 a.m, but mm-hmm. your buddies can.
It's a lot of all-nighters. It's a lot of research. That's the one thing that I think that gets sort of overlooked whenever people look at the artwork itself is it's not just about the image that you created or the sculpture mm-hmm. that you've made, the amount of research
yeah.
academically that goes into it. Of your topic and what goes behind it, finding solutions
symbolism.
To issues. Yeah, and symbolisms in it.
Yeah. You may think, oh, that's a little flower of, or a little bouquet of flowers, but in reality, each of those flowers, you researched what each of them means and what each of them represents for you. And for mine, you may look at this 10-foot tall ladder with these little Sculpey men on it and think, oh, that's like a representation, like, of, you know, whatever you want it to be. But for me, there's so much research that goes in. And I think that's the great part about it is that we put so much time and countless nights of not sleeping and collaborating and bouncing off each other and complaining and crying and being happy that it's already appreciated.
At the end of the day, your show is a reflection of yourself and your interests and that sort of deal.
Yeah, it becomes sort of like a coming of age story, I think, you know, for me and just for other people, a kind of like broad coming of age story.
Yeah, that's a good way to
look at and kind of put your own experience into.
And these senior art exhibits are on display in the gallery in the McLaughlin Center of the Arts through April 20th. And the gallery is open daily. And this is just a great opportunity, I think, to see the powerful words of the young women in this room and the men who aren't here as put forth visually.
Yeah, I will say it's very inspiring. And I was inspired by the four other artists that I got to show with. And I know everyone was. I was just inspired to make my show as I was to see my friends as well.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think there's a lot to take out of that.
Well, Jasmine, Janie, and Rachel, one final question for you. If someone's listening in and thinking maybe they'd want to pursue a degree in art at Emory and Henry, what can you say about the program?
So I think that every person has their own path. And if you want to pursue art, I think that you should find a place that you can thrive. And personally, I've thrived here because I'm in art education and I've found my place in the art department and in the education department. I feel like I've grown so much here.
My perspective, you know, not to bring it back to plants again, but the grass grows where you water it, you know.
Right.
And I think that Emory was the right place for me. But like Jasmine said, you know, wherever you put in that effort, that's where it's going to show. But yeah, like she said, don't let anybody tell you can't use this major. You absolutely can, you know. I mean, I'm going into the psych field, but I promise I will still use this major in a ton of ways, you know, whether it's using it creatively in my work or if it's just, you know, having creativity and flexibility as a skill. I mean, it's hugely important, and even just as a creative outlet, I mean, it can't be understated.
Yeah, I'd agree with that completely. I think that the other thing is that if you care enough about what you're doing and you put enough effort in it, that's going to reflect and show over time. And if you just keep putting that effort in the right places and as long as you possibly can, then it'll get there. It'll definitely get there. And I think that's a big thing to remember in the art department, as well as you have other people.
Yep. Like, you've got people here. I think that if you're wanting to go on a route to a smaller college to pursue your dreams, don't ever think it's a bad thing. Don't ever think you need to go bigger. Bigger isn't always better. You have people that care about you in such a personal way here that you will never not have a connection with. And that is probably the biggest thing I'll ever take from leaving Emory and Henry. Or it's intimate. You get to know these people and they are forever a connection for you and forever a supporter.
You know, at a larger college, you might not get the opportunity to exhibit in a professional gallery setting.
Yeah. It's constant connections.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's constantly bouncing off of each other and growing. And it's so helpful when you're not a number.
I think all of us would agree. If you're thinking about pursuing it, stop thinking about it and just do it, because that's something that has held all of us back at some point. And once we all started just doing it, we blossomed.
Yeah,
like absolutely blossomed. Like, I have grown so much in this past year, and I know Janie and Rachel have, I mean, I feel like a completely different person, and in a great way. Mm-hmm. Once you just start doing it, go for your dreams. Just don't give up. Take off, and don't even look back.
Put yourself out there.
If you make yourself take off enough to where you don't even have time to turn around.
Yeah, if you make the effort,
that's how we got here.
you'll find your way.
Yeah.
Don't burn the bridge, but just keep running.
Well, thank you all so much, and best of luck to you wherever you go.
Thank you.
I think with voices like this, you're going to be just fine.
Oh, thank you, Ivy.
Thank
you guys so much.
Well, that was just an absolute treat getting to talk with those three. They truly are impressive human beings. And don't miss your opportunity to support their work and dedication and check out the art that they've created. It is on display in the gallery in the McLaughlin Center for the Arts until April 20th.